Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra, Pei Gimel, Baba Basra 83a, pagination is 165. We have a halacha which is mentioned in the Mishnah on Pei Aleph, that if a person buys one or two trees, then he does not get land with it. But if he buys three trees, then he does get land with it. Now, we encountered in a previous session that if a tree, which was just bought as one or two, would shoot out growth towards the bottom of the tree to the point that there's a concern that Yale HaKarka Sirton, that there could be some sediment that gets flooded onto this field and leaves that branch underground, looking as if he bought three trees, then before that sediment even comes, we have the right for the owner of the land, the seller of the trees, to go over and have him cut, have the buyer cut that branch off, so that it shouldn't leave him vulnerable to the possibility that it appears to be three trees, even though it wasn't. Because again, if three trees were sold, then it's going to be with land. And this case was not three trees that were sold, was not supposed to include land, and therefore that branch should be cut so it does not become misleading. Our Gemara presents a question regarding the reverse case. Boi Rabbi Yirmiya, counting up from the bottom about 10 lines, Rabbi Yirmiya had a question, Mochalosha Bade Ilan Mahu. If a person makes a sale of a tree that, because of sediment that has come into the field, these are all emanating from one root ball, from one trunk, but because of the sediment, it appears to be three independent trees. Will the buyer of the tree get land together with it because it appears to be three trees? Is the sediment going to give it the halachic status of three different trees? What's the halacha? Omalei Rav Gvia mebeikosel Rav Ashi, the following answer was given. Tashema, you can prove it from this statement. The Tanan, we learned. Hamavrich gimel gefanem ve'ikreihem nirin. If a person does havracha, which is a specific agricultural technique in which the vine of grapes is pushed underground, meaning the middle of the vine is covered with dirt, such that the vine should start to create a new source, a new root system, a new trunk for this second vine. So that, again, midway on the vine, you push it into the ground, cover it with dirt, and what's coming out is going to end up being a new grapevine. If a person were to do this, Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadik Omer, Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Tzadik says, Im yesh b'nei midalad amas v'atshmonim mitztarfin v'im lavein mitztarfin, if the dimensions are such that it's considered a vineyard, then indeed doing this is going to create halachically new grapevines, and it's going to have the status of a vineyard. The Rashbam explains, five lines up from the bottom in Rashbam, let's start from the beginning of the Rashbam's explanation here. Hamavrich, what did he do? Kofef emtsoes hagefen bekarka. He took the middle of the grapevine and put it into the ground. Umachaseu bekarka, and he covers it with dirt. Beemtsoiso, at that midpoint. Uchashen nishrash beemtsoiso, and when it starts getting roots in that midpoint, chotkem ikar rishon venasu shtei gefanim. He's going to cut its attachment to the original vine, and it's going to be two different grapevines. Gimel Gefanim, he does this with three. Kishehuvrichu, when you do this havracha process, Bekarka Nasevav, these three vines become six vines, Vahave Kerem, and now it's a vineyard. It's considered a field of vines. And that is the response that the Gemara gives to this Shaila, that if the dirt, even though it's artificial dirt, it's sediment, but if the dirt gives you the impression, the status of different vines and trees, then indeed it's considered three different plants and would grant the buyer land with it. Now, there's an interesting statement in the Rashbam. You'll see it about eight lines up from the bottom. V'iste mukmila begimel ilanos umachal obad b'chol echad. There are those that understand this Gemara that there are three trees, and he only sold one branch of each one of the trees, one stem. Velone hira, the Rashbam says, doesn't make sense. Dekevan deshayer la'atzmo rove, since he kept for himself most of the branches of the tree. Shayer gam karka la'atzmo, we can assume that even the land, that surely the land is being withheld, is considered an exclusion. Indeed, the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Chaf Dalet Halacha Aleph, writes, Hamocha Shlosh Ilanos Besoch Sadeu, if a person sells three trees in his field, Afilu Hayo Shalosh Netios Kitanos, even if they're small, O Shlosha Bade Ilan, or three branches of trees, Haregesh Lokeach Karka Haroi Lohem, the buyer is going to get land together with it. Now, the Rashbam is saying that it doesn't make sense if he only sold the branches and the rest of the tree was an exclusion. Then if he kept the rest of the tree as an exclusion, shouldn't he be keeping the land for sure as an exclusion? It could presumably be that the Rambam holds that once you sell the branches of the trees, automatically it's like selling a tree, and all the trees and the land that go with it are automatically included. We have, for example, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Tezayin Vav, that once a person has the status of buying three trees, automatically he gets Karka Haro'i Lohem. He gets the land that's fitting for it, v'kana kol ha'ilano shebeinehem, and he gets the trees that are on the land, which is included. So once he's getting the branches of the three trees, he presumably is automatically getting those trees as well, in addition to the land, according to the Rambam. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.